This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Had you happened to be in Louisville, Kentucky in late October this year, the day before Halloween to be precise, you might have heard this on the radio in your rental car.
Louisville's original Christmas music station.
Light 106.9.
Yeah, that was Christmas music. 106.9 went all Christmas all the time in October, one of seven stations that made the switch that month. By the week before Thanksgiving, more than 100 other stations had joined them. And Nova Sappho reports that Christmas music is coming to your radio earlier and earlier every year.
If you're like me and you groan as soon as you hear those jingles, it may be little comfort to find out why stations are engaged in a Christmas music arms race.
It's actually a very strategic move in terms of how our radio stations are rated.
That's Shane Collins. He runs WVEZ in Louisville, the Light 106.9 station. And he's the guy to blame for switching to Christmas music while people are still trick-or-treating.
We gain a tremendous amount of total audience. There are occasions where the audience will increase as much as 40 and 50%.
So if Collins is playing Christmas music in October instead of December, he gets two extra months of huge audiences. The increase in what's called the rating share means more advertising dollars.
On average in the city of Louisville, a one share increase averages out to about a $400,000 gain.
Little wonder, then, that stations across the country are elbowing each other to be known as the Christmas music station in their cities. John Miller has been watching the phenomenon from his perch at Nielsen Audio. They're the rating system for radio stations.
There's not room for four or five stations to do it in every market and get really big ratings. Whoever owns the position tends to benefit the most.
Miller says that's why stations switch earlier and earlier each year as they try to become the Christmas music leader. By the end of the year, some 500 stations will make the switch. Industry consultant Jim Richards says the phenomenon picked up steam only in the last 10 years or so. And at first, stations were cautious.
We started doing it over Thanksgiving holiday. Certainly the start of the Christmas shopping season happens there. And we weren't interrupting our normal listening habits.
Richard says early on, the fear was that unhappy listeners, Grinches like me, might abandon radio stations forever. But that's not what's happened.
The phenomenon of this whole thing is that, for the most part, come the second week of January or the third week of January, the listeners' patterns of radio usage pretty much return to normal.
As if nothing had happened. Which means stations don't suffer any long-term damage with their core audience. So the lucrative Christmas music format turns out to be the radio world's version of a self-bought gift. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.